Oh shit. Fucking doubleheader Monday night.
Right.
Whose fucking idea?
That was some garbage ass shit. Welcome everybody. This is Todd DeWatt Podcast. We're your host, Ken and Derek. Alright, let's get started. Yeah, man, that was some I'm starting to see why they did it. They're like, you know, let's knock these bullshit ass games out the way.
Right, if you throw two whack ass games together, it kind of makes like a real game.
Yeah, let's throw two games together and hopefully they'll look at it as one good game. Nah, don't word like that.
Not at all.
I thought I was watching fucking the JV Saints team and the JV Panthers team, and I was like, damn, man.
You know what, though? That JV Saints team is a cool 2-0, though. Like, if the playoffs started today, those standings would look nuts.
All right, can we just stop with that talk? I hate hearing that shit over and over again. If the season stopped today but it doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, we still got 15 more games to go. This is week two. We got, 16 more weeks. Like,
I mean, 2-0 is 2-0. You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah, there are certain quarterbacks that might not make it through that. Like, and maybe when they come back to consciousness, they might think it's the beginning of the season.
See?
Or maybe, are we in the playoffs? Like, no, nah, motherfucker, you've been out for like 8 months.
You've just been on protocol. Like, with this other motherfucker. But I do feel like that's the case for some teams. You got the CTE watch on a couple quarterbacks. Some on Monday night. Bryce on Monday night.
Bryce on Monday night and
like Deshaun's on CTE watch.
Richardson
from Sunday. Richardson's like I think he's the leader of the pack right now on the CTE watch.
I mean, it wasn't like he was throwing up gang signs, though. It was because he hit the back of his head. And it was like,
it was like, oh, the other Tua concussion. The motherfucker don't know how to fall.
And he made sure he scored twice before, all right, it's my second one. Then I'm going to go out.
And you know the grass people were like, see, if it was grass, like, shut the fuck up. If he knew how to fucking fall, and he didn't fall like a baby, his head didn't fucking bounce every time he hits the ground, then maybe he'd still be playing.
I still don't get, like, I know those motherfuckers wear, or, like, they bring more than one pair of shoes with them. Like, one kind of cleats or whatever, you know, just in case you're slipping. Oh, let me get some, you know, some cleats with bigger spikes in them, whatever. There's got to be some, like, turf shoes that they're wearing. Oh, let me get my tennis shoes. I don't want to fucking snap my knee like fucking.
So we're just going to go right into fucking injury.
No, we're not going into that yet. Not yet. Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, we're going straight to the injury report.
So the Saints beat the Panthers last night, 20-17. And like I said, it seemed like a JV game in high school. Like, the shit was sloppy. And I do think it was – I thought it was funny seeing Derek Carr get all pissed off. Like, oh, man, that shit's – they showed him getting pissed off on one play, and then he threw a pick. And I was like, yeah, see, that shit, that's how it happens. Like, that shit's – like, well, that's kind of how it happens, man.
With a new team. His name was one of the names that was dropped that, you know, it said you plug him into the Niners system and – Niners keep on ticking.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. As much as cool as that would have been to just plug anybody in and then, you know, we're going to continue to win games, doesn't work like that. And I can see, like, oh, yeah, they got a great team, blah, 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 but you still need somebody that can make the right decisions and shit because of that shit that, I mean, you saw it last night where – you know, you can have, or you even saw, you can see that right now with like the Bears, where motherfuckers would be wide open and Justin Fields still looks lost as shit out there. the one play I keep seeing is Justin Fields running right into a couple of defenders. Like, that shit.
He just wanted the game to be over.
Right.
And then, I'm tired of this shit.
Well, yeah, they're definitely looking at that number. Like, they're going, nah, we're not giving up that one number one pick this time.
Yeah, no, I can't feel sorry for them because they're the reason that the Eagles got Carter, so fuck them. But at the same time, you know, you make those moves on offense, and they should be scoring more, and they're not. And Fields should have taken a step forward, and he's not. So,
oh, he definitely took a few steps forward. There's just a few defenders there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? That's true.
But, yeah, it's...
So do the Saints win a division? I mean...
You know, it's that it's division...
3-2-0 teams in that division. That's probably, some say, best division of football.
No, it's not. It's not.
Some circles, you know.
Honestly, after these...
Yeah, a whole lot of 2-0 in that division.
If we're going off of just these 2 weeks... I would say probably it's going to be between the Falcons and the Bucks.
So you're just discrediting the Saints altogether. Like just,
I don't think they're going to be in the race in that division. I don't. Who do you got winning that division?
I mean, I feel like you could flip a coin, but I do think the Saints will. I think I got the Saints doing it, but honestly, Whoever represents that division is going to be a very quick out in the actual playoffs. So it, you know, it doesn't really matter in that sense.
I mean, I think everyone thought that with the Giants last year, and they made it through the Vikings. So I don't know. We'll see. I think Baker Mayfield is going to fall apart like he normally does. I could be wrong.
He's been making Falcons, plays out there.
The Falcons, yeah, I don't know.
Bijan's been killing it.
Yeah, Bijan.
See.
Like, so he just Bijan Robinson.
Fuck his name up. Like this. Bijan. So you're fucking crushing this shit. No, he really is impressing, though. Not like he's going to get paid or anything. Running back don't get paid, so he's wasting his time. He should have became a corner.
No, but that just kind of proves like you really do need a running back in this league.
Yeah,
it's just people don't really know how to use them anymore.
Well, the thing is, you don't. It's not that you don't need one. It's that you don't need to pay one. that's the main thing. And you don't necessarily need to pay one. You can get a Damian Pierce. You know, you don't have to get one in the first round. Like Bijan and Zeke and Saquon. I feel like those, I don't know. Then again, last year there were two of them in the first round. And Gibbs really hasn't done shit in Detroit. I'm still waiting for that to happen. Maybe with Montgomery getting hurt. Maybe. Maybe now. See some Gibbs action. But again, you know, that turf, man, that turf will get you.
Yeah, if you don't switch your fucking shoes out.
All the fucking grass huggers are out here just.
No, I do think that team, like in that industry, the field should be grass. Like it just. Yeah.
I think people be if there is something to cry about, it, you know.
I'm just saying, it will be cried about. In a multi-billion-dollar industry, like, you mean to tell me you can't put fucking grass on your fields, nice grass on your fields?
Well, they said whenever a stadium hosts soccer, like for the World Cup, they put grass for them. But then when it comes to their own players, they're like, nah, fuck y'all. You ain't get the grass. It's for the guests. The grass is for the guests.
But that just proves my point.
Not it's like, for y'all motherfuckers.
It's like you got this. Probably soccer's probably a $1 trillion industry. But, yeah, either way, it's a shit ton of money. And I doubt it takes $1 billion to but fucking grass on your field. So, yeah, I don't know. I think every field should have grass on their motherfucking field. You can still paint the fucking logo on there. You just got to maintain it. Yeah. That's it. But, you know, just...
Regardless, I think they need to run falling drills for motherfuckers to learn to fall. And, yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. I do feel like certain... And maybe because I look at things from a fantasy perspective, I just feel like the scrambling quarterback is like a great... It's a great fantasy asset, but it's not like a long-term asset. Like, you're almost... waiting for them to go out with a concussion, man, or like I'm waiting for Hurts to miss games and Lamar Jackson to miss games, even though Lamar Jackson is starting to get the scheme and the Ravens are starting to look better offensively.
Well, I don't know. That shit
sounds like you're about to hate.
No, I'm not about to hate. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're viewing it in a fantasy perspective or not. It's mobile quarterbacks just don't last that long because they are treated as runners to a certain extent. So once they get out the pocket, that's it. You're either going to run and get your fucking teeth knocked in, or you're going to run and you'll be all right.
You know what? But then you also have...
I mean, look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. He's like the most mobile quarterback out there.
I've met people keep saying, you know, they keep posting Aaron Rodgers 2023 highlights, and it's just him
running out the tunnel.
So fucked up. That's so fucked up. And I guess that's true because you think of Aaron Rodgers, he's not a mobile quarterback. But then again, he's a senior citizen. But then you look at Joe Burrow, and he doesn't fucking... He's not mobile, and I don't know what the fuck happened to his calf, but he's super trash now. Like, the Bengals are a fantasy desert right now.
Yeah, but, you know, I did want to go back to the whole the Panthers and the Saints. The reason why is because, you know, obviously, you know, Bryce was a number one pick. So... You got to know... Being a number one pick or top three pick, even top five, then you're going to a shit squad. There's a good chance you're going to a shit squad unless, you know, some team happened to trade away their number one pick and then you got some bomb ass squad picking in the top 10. And I'm wondering the way they're playing, if they're going to do anything about their O-line or anything.
No, they're not.
Before the trade deadline. Because, you know, with the team they have, there's no way they don't got no cap space. Because no one on that team is getting paid. There's no way there anyone on that fucking team. They shipped out
more McCaffrey. Like, fuck, we ain't paying nobody out here. I think on defense they're paying, I can't think of his name right now. They are paying exactly. Someone on defense.
You can't name nobody else.
No, I have it in my mind. But, yeah, they are paying somebody on defense, which I always feel bad when you have someone good at a certain position and it's almost like, all right, y'all could leave and play for contending teams, but you're fucking staying here. You're going to stay here. You're going to live through these rough-ass years with us. Like, they should. I feel like a team should let the good players leave when they're in a serious rebuild, which is what the Panthers are in right now. This is a serious rebuild. This is a top five pick in the draft type rebuild.
It is. Oh man, you know I don't like to do this section. Apparently, we caught a conversation in the Panthers locker room. And it was that player that Derek's talking about. We'll just call him D.
Burns.
Okay, on defense. Burns. And Bryce Young having a little conversation. And, you know, they're trying to, I guess, settle some things. between them. I guess there was a little bit of beef between them. What was that? Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, intern.
Here we go.
I don't say intern's fucking up.
Here we go. Fucking interns. But yeah, it is Brian Burns.
Oh, shit.
What happened? Is the clip working?
No.
Look at the fucking intern, yo. See what happens when you start. See what happens when you don't do background checks?
I know, man. Fucking.
You end up with fucking unqueued up shit. Straight fucking up.
Shit's wild, man, because the intern's usually pretty good about it. And yeah, this time I guess he's fucking up. But it's okay. It's okay. You know.
Well, there was another game. You want to talk about the Browns and the Steelers?
Yeah, Browns and Steelers. That started, man, I knew it was going to be a long night of fucking football.
When you saw the white helmets?
No. I mean, it started out early. You know, it started out early with the first game when you saw fucking the first play of the game get challenged. And I was like, oh, man, this will be a long fucking night. And then I think it was like the first series in the Pittsburgh and Browns game. Same fucking thing. Fucking challenge. It was like a challenge, a catch or some shit like that. I was like, God damn, man, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
But yeah, man, that was some bullshit. Anyways, because I thought the Browns are gonna win. So
I mean, do you think Deshaun Watson is done? Do you think he's gonna be back to his? I mean, because they don't block for shit. But then again, you know, the Steelers have a decent pass rush.
See, the whole thing about like who does Deshaun Watson really have?
I mean, he doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins. And I'm starting to think that he was good because he had Hopkins and Fuller, not because he's actually good.
He's got, what, Amari Cooper and Njoku?
Yeah, Njoku doesn't even really count as a real receiver.
Right, he's like a tight end.
Because he's trash. But do you have he has Cooper, Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore's garbage.
I mean, but he's not supposed to be.
Yeah, just because a receiver runs his mouth when he was on the Jets does not mean he's good. All right, he was frustrated because he wasn't getting the ball when Zach Wilson was under center when he was there. And then, like, when you run your mouth like that, you got to put up some numbers. So they, all right, you don't want to be here no more. Ship him out to fucking be with Deshaun Watson. And yeah, he's just not showing his skill. So, Amari Cooper almost got 100 yards, but I mean, who does he really have? Plus, what line does he actually have?
He had Chubb.
That was, yo, it was, you know, it was a bad injury when you could hear the whole crowd in Pittsburgh go, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, that shit.
It was, I mean, it was crazy. And, you know. You already know he was mic'd up, man. I'm telling you, the mics that we have now are able to pick up injury. Like, I already knew what time it was when I heard the mic. But anyways, this is what the mic picked up when Chubb got hit. So it's just, it's unfortunate. Damn.
Damn.
Those are just bones and fucking tendons are just... Damn.
I mean, the sound of that, I mean, it makes sense why he kicked himself in the face. Now it makes sense. I was wondering what happened. Like, yeah, damn. This no, he kicked himself in the face.
And it's not to be confused with Saquon, you know, because Saquon also got injured.
Oh, no.
Saquon shit's fucked up. So his shit sounds a little different, but yeah, man, Saquon also got injured. Anyways, I apologize. This is what the mic picked up for Saquon shit. Just fucked up ass legs. Mm. That was him trying to walk it off.
Damn, what's he eating? A fucking cheetah? Sound like eating some Cheetos.
Like some Fruit Loops.
Oh my god, damn. What the...
that was his injury, man. That's how this shit sounds.
I think everyone knew Saquon wasn't going to make it the whole year. The Giants knew, which is why they didn't. They were like, we don't really feel like
signing. We're not about to pay you. You're going to run through all your sick time. We already know.
So I don't think that was a big surprise. It sucked because, I mean, they were down like 20-0 at one point. And I'm like, damn, man, the Cardinals better not fucking win today. Like, that would be some bullshit. But yeah, they end up fucking losing.
Because they're trying to get Caleb. They're trying to ship out Kyler, which we'll see how that works. Because if they ship out Kyler and get Caleb or Shadur, who knows? You know, there is a team in Colorado that's making noise.
Yeah, that was definitely a hell of a game. Colorado State Buffaloes against the Colorado Rams. Big rival game. Coaches talking shit to each other. You know, everything seems like every game now is suddenly personal for Deion all of a sudden.
See.
That's the one thing I'm seeing all the time now. It's like, now everything's supposedly personal.
I mean, he says the shit about him.
Whatever.
He was talking shit. He put out a diss track.
Personal now.
He put out a diss. The other coach put out a diss track.
Whatever. Like, that shit. Like, oh, it's personal. Everything's personal now. The first game, it's personal. This game is personal.
Do you know what's personal? Is the game fucking still being on at 2 a.m. That's what's personal.
Yeah, but it started at like 10, and I'm like, god damn, dude. Like, motherfuckers old around here.
Motherfuckers got jobs.
nobody's, like, on a Saturday night, nobody's worried about that shit. But still, I was like, god damn, 10 o'clock?
Well, 10 o'clock. I'm
getting ready to fall asleep.
Yeah, man, it was a crazy game. You know, there was the story is the hit that Blackburn made on their two-way player. Travis, why you gotta laugh?
Travis, yeah, I just thought about that. that was a half baked when he's like, black ass.
It's not black ass, it's Blackburn. Blackburn made a hit on Travis Hunter, and a lot of people, you know, felt like it was dirty, you know. And of course, because naturally, you know, people got to make things more than it is. He received death threats.
Yeah, you know, I like that. I liked Travis's response to that.
Oh, I thought
you. I like Travis's and Dion's response to that. They're like, nah, it's football. Like, that's just the way it is. So yeah, I'm okay with how they responded to it. But yeah, everyone else getting fucking all offended in this shit and talking about, like you said, they're sending his ass death threats. Like, bro, it's fucking football.
Yeah, but you know, hurt. I mean, it is fucking football, but at the end of the day, you know, threats were made, and you know, some of those threat makers were mic'd up.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. You know?
No. No. No, he just had his, you know, his voicemail queued up. Like, you know, he wasn't answering the calls. He just, you know, Blackburn sent it over. He's probably not going to send him any more voicemails, which is what you called him. But he sent over the voicemail. I mean, some of these threats are bad, you know, of course. I just, you know, this is one of them. This is one of them. Real unfortunate stuff.
And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Damn.
Oh.
You believe this shit?
That's nasty. What's wrong with that, dude?
But this is the kind of shit they got on college campuses now. And you know, that person ain't even sound like a college student. That was a grown-ass man.
Well, there are grown-ass men in college. You see some of these motherfuckers coming out of high school?
Hell yeah. Yeah. I just think it's funny because the coaches are always like, man, you know these kids? That motherfucker's 400 pounds. That motherfucker's not like, a kid. That motherfucker's no, that's the thing. 400 it's like, you fucking see pounds.
You see these motherfuckers all tatted up, fucking got full-blown beards and shit. And I'm like, yo, stop calling them kids.
But you know what? They are kids, though, at the end of the day. Motherfuckers like 20. You know what I'm saying? That is a fucking kid.
Technically.
Like, you don't really know shit. You could be 400 pounds and still be dumb as fuck.
Yeah, but still, like...
But for them to come at him like that...
They're not a little kid.
I mean, it was a hit. It was a... I do feel like the hit was a little unwarranted. Not saying it was a clean hit.
I mean, it looked pretty clean to me.
But...
Because he is his ass clean.
He had a clean liver laceration. I didn't even know that could happen from a hit like that. So
yeah, that was, I don't know.
But I just feel like James Harrison and Perfect, like they just, I don't know, they make me look at dirty hits different. Because like Perfect and James Harrison, like some of the hits they, I thought the player passed. Like, I'm like, oh, he died. Like, this is.
Nah.
Like, he died.
Now, you want to talk about, like, people acting like a motherfucker died? When.
Here we go.
Adam Schefter and Ryan. It was during, like, the halftime of the Browns Steelers game. And Adam Schefter and Ryan Clark were on the screen, fucking.
Just crying.
Crying. Motherfuckers crying. Talking slow, like there was the whole DeMar Hamlin situation all over again.
Right.
Oh, you know, this is such a sad moment. And I'm like, Adam Schefter, you don't get your bitch ass off the screen. And then they go to fucking Ryan Clark and he...
Ryan Clark stay on that kind of sympathy shit, though.
Stay on this bitch shit. And he's like, and he's like, you know, I know a lot of people just see these young men with the uniforms on and think it's just... It's more than just a game. You know what? No, it's not. Actually, no, you're right. It is more than just a game. It's a fucking business.
Right.
Right? Stop your bitching. Like, stop acting like this motherfucker died.
Right.
It's not his first time injuring. Not his first time injuring that leg.
Yeah.
Not the first time injuring that knee.
Yeah.
Like, you're playing a physical sport.
And it's not like, what's his name? Shazier? Like, I feel like there's certain injuries that I do think warrant some type of let's all have a moment of silence type shit.
And yeah, when a motherfucker dies. like if you legit die and like I'll give you an example. DeMar Hamlin.
Here we go.
That motherfucker.
Here we go.
You know what he did? He spoke to Jesus for a little bit. Like, he had a moment with Jesus. And it brings me back to seeing this shit online, like, would you rather have $1 million or have 5 minutes with Jesus? He had his 5 minutes with Jesus. All right?
See.
So, that, see, if you straight up die, then I get it. Oh, you know, it's a sad moment, blah, blah, blah.
But don't
stop a game or don't act like motherfuckers died over a knee injury that he's had before. Like, y'all really some bitches.
Y'all some bitches. And then they be acting like he was going to get paid whether he injured the knee or not. Are you looking at running back contracts? That motherfucker was going to get like a 1 year, what, fucking $10 million deal? He was going to get the fucking Jacob special. He was not about to get no CMC contract. Fuck out of here.
I forget who is. I think it was Troy Aikman, and I forget who else was announcing the game yesterday. And he said the only thing out of all those motherfuckers, he said the one thing that made sense. Well, Kareem Hunt, he's still available. It sucks to see a good player go down.
It does sound like it
for
you.
Motherfucker is no, because you know it sucks. Because you know, like I say this time and time again, my Niners fan. So we see motherfuckers go down all the time. And yeah, the way that Kyle Shanahan runs his team, I can see why they get injured all the time. Fuck, it's only a matter of time that something happens to CMC.
Here we go.
But I'm not going to sit up there and fucking cry. Act like he's, oh no, this is more than just a game.
This is fucking,
what will they do?
I mean, they did the same thing with Rodgers, though.
What would they do? Nah, if you saw the way Adam Schefter.
Gut-wrenching. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, oh, this is, you know, I just can't believe.
He's going to walk again. Like, what are we crying about?
I can't believe this. This is a sad moment in history. Like, if you don't get your dumb ass, stop it. Stop this bitch shit. Like, I get it. Like, you on that beta shit. But, like, that shit, stop with the slow talk and, like, when really, you really don't give a shit. Do you really give a
and
shit?
I honestly do feel like when you're a running back, for the most part, any position in the league, but I feel like running backs, of course, are, like, the likelihood is high that you're going to fuck your knee up, ACL, MCL, any of the CLs. You're going to fuck that up at some point in your career. So what the fuck is the problem? I understand with Saquon, his shit was, like, back-to-back. But even still, like, get the fuck over it. No one's paying running backs. Nobody gives a fuck about running backs anymore.
What I think is funny is not even like what 10, 15 years ago, linebackers would lay a motherfucker out and everyone's fucking cheering. And that motherfucker would be on the ground fucking
hell yeah.
Forget
it. Forget,
like,
his name, his profession, forget how to get home.
Like, and yo, everyone's
Troy Aikman said that shit. Troy Aikman said that shit, that he, there were times where he forgot how to get home because he had so many concussions. You imagine that shit? And that was back, like, before GPS. Like, a motherfucker had to stop somewhere and MapQuest his house direction.
Nah, he didn't even have MapQuest. He had a map.
The motherfucker had to ask people
for
directions and shit.
He had to stop at the gas station and get an atlas.
Right. And then back in the day, you ask random motherfuckers for directions and just hope that it's not a junkie. You just hope they told you the right shit. How do I get the fuck home? But that's how it was for Troy for a little bit. Nobody gave a fuck.
Now, can you imagine Troy Aikman and fucking Steve Young after a game and be like, yo, how do we get back to the hotel room? Like, fucking, I don't know. But you're the designated driver, motherfucker. Be like, I got knocked out too. Shit. Grab the map out of the glove box. What road are we on?
Big ass map.
You talk about MapQuest like they had that shit. They didn't have no motherfucking MapQuest. They would have killed for MapQuest. The fuck? They had maps. When I was a kid, my parents had maps. Like that shit. I remember traveling from California to Maryland with a map.
Every state like, you gotta get, you gotta stop and get another map.
And it's not just that. You like, all right, we started here, and you gotta drag your finger on the map. Like you couldn't expand that. You had to drag your finger on the map, following that road. Yeah. Like, oh shit, oh,
that shit was crazy.
You fucked me up.
That shit was crazy.
God forbid if you spill soda or coffee on it, you're fucked.
Right.
At that point, you're fucked.
That shit was crazy.
You didn't know there was a gas station coming up. Unless you saw a sign. And even then, get up to that motherfucker, it's closed.
But my motherfuckers did not cry as much as now. Now we act. It is true, but they do the whole. And then the tweets and all that. Because everybody got to. Then it turns into like the Olympics, the sympathy Olympics. Oh shit, I give a fuck more. Let me post shit. And then they always gotta show LeBron. LeBron's like LeBron is a social media ambassador. They're like, oh shit, what the fuck did LeBron say?
And it looks like LeBron said keep your head up.
Look at LeBron. I was like, that fucking tough. He's gutted. He's crying. LeBron said he's crying. Shut the
That was like
up.
The whole Dave Chappelle thing about the whole 9/11. And then he's like, what the fuck are they asking Ja Rule about this shit? Like nobody, like just like in the like this day and age, motherfucker gets injured. Nobody's going, where's LeBron?
Right. What the fuck did he say?
What are we gonna do? Where's LeBron at?
Like, I know it's football. But what the fuck? And you know, it's probably not even him. It's probably like, you know,
his publicist or some shit.
It's probably his team that he's got that's in there fucking updating his shit. But yeah, that shit, I don't know. That. And then they got to show him, and then everybody has to act like they give a fuck. I'm waiting for somebody to say, can we talk about the game and talk about how the fucking Browns are trash? Now focus on this man's fucking leg. This is the same one that he fucked up.
I brought up the whole DeMar Hamlin thing to a Bills fan.
See.
And I was like, what do you think about DeMar Hamlin?
What do you think about
being DeMar okay to play? And he was like, oh, you know, that was a little rough last year. I was like, yeah, they should have never stopped that game. And he was like, how do you expect them to continue playing after that? I was like, you fucking... Put your motherfucking helmet on and get your bitch ass out there.
Right.
Quit fucking crying. Like,
right. He was alive when he got pulled off the field. Like, he was. Didn't he do the thumbs up?
Nah, he didn't. He was out.
His thumb was folded up.
Shit. Like. Yep. He held his thumb up because somebody, one of the doctors or nurses, was holding his hand for him. we gotta put your thumb up, bro. His arm keeps falling. Like in wrestling.
Yeah, we cannot.
You know,
continue.
In wrestling. I remember in wrestling how when they get put in a sleeper hold and the ref goes up, lifts his arm up and drops it. And if it drops three times, you know, he's out.
Yo,
DeMar Hamlin did not catch his arm from hitting.
We gotta stop bringing this shit up. He's the most significant backup we have in this league.
He's a co backup.
That motherfucker's a co backup, and he is the most significant. So now we gotta, you know.
Just... Yeah. So you did bring up, you know, the Bengals being 0-2, and there's a few good teams or supposed good teams that are 0-2. And some supposed bad teams that are 2-0 right now. And it seems like the NFC and AFC might have flopped or, you know, swapped. Last year, it was like the AFC was on fire and, you know, everyone seemed to be undefeated at you know, up to a certain point. And the NFC was kind of like, This year, you, like you said, the NFC, NFC South has three fucking people or three fucking teams that are 2-0. And of course, the Panthers are trash, so they're 0-2. My thing is who do you think out of these 0-2 teams are going to make the playoffs? Are going to do anything?
I mean, this shit's crazy because the Chargers have a whole new scheme. I feel like they're a good team and they should be in the playoffs. But maybe it's true that when you introduce a new scheme, you know, Kellen Moore went over there and he's used to Dallas, a team that actually blocks. And he just assumes that everybody has a line like that. And that's not the fucking case. So now Herbert's on CTE watch. So I don't know if the Chargers would be the team that I would pick. And then the Bengals, who the fuck really knows what's going on with Burrow's calf? I didn't even think you really needed a calf to be a quarterback, but apparently you do.
So, obviously you need your legs.
And the calf but do you need the whole leg? You know what I'm saying? I know you don't have to
I'm sure that it helps.
I just feel like Burrow needs to stop acting like a bitch. He's got the best receivers in the league. And the fact that he's putting up, you know, the first week one was a terrible fantasy week. And then the last one was like just pedestrian. And now they're saying he re-aggravated it.
That's a little different. The calf. All right. Just think about all the times, like when you get a Charlie horse, your ass can't even walk.
I'm mad you.
Like,
you just said. You just said cardiac arrest is not a big deal. But yo, that calf.
No, I didn't say it wasn't a big deal. Yeah,
Charlie horse.
I didn't say it wasn't a big deal. I said motherfuckers got to stop acting like bitches. All right, if they're not the ones with cardiac arrest and there's some motherfucker on the field, like there are replacements. There's not 53 motherfuckers on the field.
So do you think that we're gonna get another episode like that in the NFL?
What, a motherfucker getting cardiac arrest?
Yeah.
No. It's like one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. Probably if I have grandchildren or great-grandchildren someday, then, or children for that matter.
I mean, I don't think it'll be in a significant... I mean, who knows? Because that was a very significant game. I think that's what was kind of crazy about it.
The moment was too big for him. He's like... and he's like... I can't take it. The moment was too big. You think you panicked? And...
No, I don't think any of that. No, I don't think you panicked. Oh, shit, Higgins.
Like, that's a different... That's... Like, could you imagine 8 Mile if Eminem and the B-Rab and fucking Eminem got cardiac arrest instead of just choking in the beginning?
See.
Like the moment was just too big for him.
So all right. So
instead of people going, we made got a choke symbol, they're holding their chest.
We cannot continue to talk about this man because, of course, you know, DeMar's a big fan of the pod. And
No.
No, for real, we can't continue talking about it. But I will say this, since we're talking about people blacking out, Dallas's defensive line coach fainted on Sunday.
What?
Not sure if you heard about the assistant defensive line coach.
Nah.
He fainted.
What happened? What happened?
Why are you laughing? The man fainted.
Nah. I'm crying because I'm so concerned about him. How does motherfucker faint? Wait, don't tell me he was so excited that there went in that he fainted. Like,
no, he fainted. He fainted on Sunday. He was out there, and
he fainted on TV.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Did I miss that shit?
If you had the Dallas game, it was out of network. Like, But yeah, I watched it. I found my way into the network, and I watched that shit.
Are you done with the answers?
They didn't show replays of that man fainting. That's why I didn't believe it at first. And then, of course, you know, I checked with the sources. You know how that works. I checked with the sources, and I was like, "Hey, was he mic'd?" He was.
course he
was. Yeah, they tried to downplay that shit. Like, he just fainted. But what happened was he was over there and he was, you know, he was reprimanding some players. You know, Dallas recently released Ronald Jones and, you know, there are a couple of players over there. So he, you know, he kind of started letting them know what it was. And it turns out it wasn't as simple as a faint, like the media portrayed it to be. It was a little more than a faint. Anyways, we only know that because his motherfucking ass was mic'd up. This is, we don't even use his name. This is Dallas coach. Dallas assistant. His name is like fucking
motherfuckers dead. Dallas start getting coach. Names of these people. This is the Bills owner all over again. His name is Dallas coach.
No, for real, the interns gotta do better. Like, y'all gotta be giving us the names and shit. They literally just said, "Hey man, this is a clip from Dallas coach." So this Dallas coach on the sideline fucking yelling at these players, man. And it's unfortunate. I apologize.
Your little honeymoon is over. As long as I'm here, you two are done. I'm gonna be here a long, long, long. Long.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this is a heart attack. This right here, this is a heart attack. Ooh, it's a big one.
Oh, shit. He just fell through the Gatorades. I don't know if you can hear the Gatorade. The Gatorade's crunchy. He just fell through the fucking Gatorades.
Yeah, sounded like he fell through that whole Gatorade table. That's the thing that's crazy is that people don't understand that. I know last season might have been a little rough, but this season we got upgraded HD mics, which is why you don't hear the stadium in the background, the fans or anything like that.
Right.
It almost sounds like they're talking in a room with just them. It's wild, people. And
yeah, man. But that's how the media tries to spin it. They said, you know, Dallas coach fainted, but he had a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? Heart attacks are real. They might not be out there with cardiac arrest. I feel like technically they are, but whatever.
Yeah, they're talking about I saw them talking about how was it Micah Parsons was already might be defensive player of the year or even MVP.
Yeah,
if they decided to give it to he's on track.
If it ended today.
Like that shit's I see that shit. I'm like, y'all some bitches, man. Like, this is week two. This is like one of the times I've seen it numerous times where they're like, oh, the Niners got like the number one offense. And I'm like, since when? Since fucking when? It's week two. We still gotta lose a few games. Like,
that motherfucker's winning too much.
I'm like, it's just that I see it, and I'm like, when people start talking about it, like, oh, Dallas, Micah Parsons, is, you know, could he be the one to win MVP? Could he go to somebody other than a quarterback? Blah, blah, blah.
No.
Is he the best defensive player? And I'm like,
yes.
Bro, it's the second week. Not just that, but let's say Dallas.
It sounds like hate.
Let's say Dallas. No, because I said the same thing about the Niners, because I've seen numerous videos on YouTube, Niners number one offense, and people still talking about how they're the number one D from last year too. Like, I've seen that shit, and it's just like, that's great, but the second that they lose, all of a sudden, all that shit goes out the window. And it's like, oh, well, you know, is there a problem in Dallas or a problem in San Fran that, you know, maybe they're not the team that we thought they were off of the very beginning of the fucking season.
Isn't yeah, I mean, Parsons does look, you know, LT-ish.
They're yeah, no, he is looking pretty good.
LT-ish.
But, you know, that's
real, you know, Lawrence Taylor.
You also have, was it Lawrence back there that's fucking helping him tear it up? So,
like, he's looking pretty impressive. But you know, that you know, there's been a debate, of course, you know, who has the best defense. And some people feel like, depending on the score on Thursday, that'll determine who has the best defense. Because if the Niners can't hold this, what? I'm just, you know, I just got an ear to the streets. The streets are saying that the Niners don't win 40-0, then
first of all, you saw that. You do realize that they didn't score for like the first half against the Cardinals. The Cardinals. So that's got to tell you something there, where it doesn't take much to not let them score. But then they got into the groove of things. So the Niners are getting the better version of the Giants.
Oh, the refined version.
So, okay. No, the rust has been knocked off.
Okay. A little bit. Okay.
So, you know, which leads to this whole thing. Like, this coming Thursday, you got the Niners, best team in the universe, against the best team in the NFC East. The New York Giants and the best quarterback in the NFC East, Daniel Jones.
They're not even going to have Saquon for that game. But then again, the Niners might not have Ayuk. Not that it matters, but
yeah, that's rough. But yeah, Saquon needs to take one of them shots in his knee like they do on TV. Get his ass out there, because he definitely ain't getting no fucking contract this coming year. Not with the Giants. You might as well
ankle sound go all like in. Crunching cereal.
Sound like the motherfuckers eating Cheetos. Yeah, so we got that game coming up this Thursday. Also on a short week. So I don't know.
Dallas, you're trying to set up the fact that it's not going to be a shutout. That's what
you know. Dallas was fully rested. You know, all their players were healthy and shit.
I'm just letting you know. I was asking. Yeah, you know, I was just saying what the streets were saying. That's what the streets are saying. It's saying, hey, the Niners can't do 40-0. Such a crazy thing to expect.
Now, I remember back when I used to street race all the time. This guy that used to be there, his name was Dominic Toretto. He once said, "Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning." And they had this guy that looked like Paul Walker out there too. Brian O'Connor. Shit was crazy, man. Crazy time.
He said, "Are you in my face?" And the tree was like, "I'm in your face."
See, that's too far, man. That's too far. So, we briefly touched on how terrible the Bears are. And yeah, they lost to the now 2-0 Buccaneers, 27-17. And this is the kind of I do want to bring up the point that I brought up a few pods ago about when motherfuckers were like, "Oh, the Niners could have gotten Justin Fields."
Yeah, you know,
I love the fact that this is happening now. Because it's like, oh yeah, this is what we would have gotten. This bum ass.
No, I don't think that's the case. I do feel like sometimes, and I'm not trying to blame the coach, but I'm definitely blaming the coach. I feel like sometimes the coach does have an effect on the development of a quarterback. Like if you look at Trevor Lawrence, for instance, since Doug Peterson took over, there's been a significant jump in his, you know, in his performance than before when he didn't have that in his corner. So I do feel like if there's still no guarantee that you could say Fields wouldn't be good. on the Niners because he wouldn't be expected to do as much. And it's
I get what you're saying, because you see the big difference when Brian Daboll was with the Bills with Josh Allen and how Josh Allen is now without that coach. Right. So, yeah, I get that. But there are certain things as a quarterback when you have receivers that you know or you're going to throw the ball to because you are the quarterback. And if you have receivers wide the fuck open and you decide, let me just try to take off running, then, yeah, there's a certain point where it's like, dude, you made it to the NFL. Use the gifts you have. You're supposed to have a decent arm, and obviously you're fast as fuck. Why don't you throw the fucking ball? Try throwing the ball to one of your receivers. You got DJ Moore out there. Throw it to him. I know he's been wide the fuck open several times, and you just didn't get him involved as much as you could have.
Right. They got Moore, Claypool. I mean, they made a lot of moves. Honestly, and I mean, maybe I doubt the running game will, because I don't feel like Khalil Herbert's bad. I just think that Roshan's better, and Roshan's a better blocker than Herbert. So Roshan should probably get more snaps. But, I mean, he's a rookie, so.
But regardless, you know, the teams, you know, the Bears, as bad as they look out there, as bad as Justin Fields look, at least, you know, you can see that the team still has Justin Fields back. And which brings me to this. Apparently, Justin Fields and DJ Moore were mic'd up after the game. So here it is, and I'll let you we'll talk about the soundbite afterwards.
It ain't on you.
You know they gotta have drama.
None of it. Never was.
Feel the emotion in this. Hey, D.
It wasn't on you either.
Oh. Well, that's some bullshit because it is on you. Like, I get DJ Moore saying, hey, it ain't on you. It never was.
Right.
But it is. Like, Justin Fields saying it's not on you either. I understand that, but. Yeah, it is on you, bro. You should be able to get the ball to him.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's just wild. But, yeah, man, that's just.
He's on CTE watch, too, though. Just saying.
So.
Just saying. But that team, there's a lot of talent for them to not. There's a lot of. At least on the offensive side of the ball, on the defensive side, they're tanking for sure. But. On the offensive side, I just feel like there's too much talent for them to not be better. It doesn't make sense to me. But sure that does. Division is pretty weak. So there's hope. There's still hope for them. The window is still open.
Yeah, they get a number one pick again. if they continue to play like that, and I guess we all know how receivers are. They're very like a selfish group. Well, so
not DJ Moore. He's used to fucking trash quarterbacks.
That's right. He did come from Carolina.
He's used to that shit. He's like, oh well, it's just this right.
Okay, there's a lot of them out there, and I think it's only a matter of time.
Claypool, maybe I can see Claypool bitching, but
yeah, they're not all like that, but there's a good chance where you have, you know, two talented receivers on the team and they're just like, damn, man, like I legit put myself on my fantasy team and I ain't doing shit.
Right. Like, motherfucker, I was wide open. Fuck Fields.
So, yeah, talking about the Bears, people are saying that Matt Eberflus is on the hot seat. Even though he's only been there for less than a year now, or a year now, year and a half. Technically, if you go by months, not by seasons.
But yeah, I don't think
which
so.
Which is wild to me. Which is wild to me because it's like, bro, like that's why they fucking suck so much. Is because if the organization continues to go by what the fans feel, then they're never going to get into a system where they, you know, kind of like you mentioned it earlier with like Trevor Lawrence. You know, you switch up the scheme, switch up the system, and yeah, it takes some time to get going on those things. Unless the system's good. Like, it's a good system and it works good. You do see teams get a new coach or whatever and start a new system, and that team all of a sudden goes from trash to fucking NFC championship or, you know, championship game the next year. But yeah, it's just, that shit's just crazy. People talking about firing his ass. Like, yeah, who are you going to bring in?
Someone that's not his bum ass. Like, I feel like you got, what's his name? Rule. Then Matt Rule or whatever his fucking name is. He got fired after one season. Now, granted, he did some dumbass shit.
Every time I hear Matt Rule, I always think about Rick Roll. The never gonna give you up.
Oh, yeah. No, this motherfucker. See, I thought you were gonna kick the beat on. I thought the intern had it queued up.
Nah, not this time.
Never gonna give. Coach is on the hot seat and we out here singing dumbass songs. Coach is on the fucking hot seat.
That was the number one hit in this time, right?
It still kind of goes hard.
Thanks.
Like it still goes hard. Anyway, so there's no doubleheader on Thursday. It's just that one game, I believe, right? There's no.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's. Thursday can only handle so much star power. So.
Oh, boy. Shit.
So. We'll see. The thing I don't like is these, like, they're them putting the two games on Monday. Because this isn't the only time they're fucking doing it. They're doing it next week, too.
Oh, shit. They should do it every fucking week. You know, fuck jobs. Motherfuckers drag ass every Tuesday morning.
No, like,
what? You seen that game last night? No, the fuck I did.
Fucking sleep,
bro. Yeah. No, if it's a good doubleheader, then it, you know, it would get watched. But if it has significant fantasy implications, you know, then it'll get
watched. Oh no, it should definitely be a good doubleheader. I think the first one's Eagles Bucks. Yeah, and the late one is Rams Bengals. So it should be good. Should be. I think they should have switched the Bucks for the Bengals, though. So it'd be Eagles, Bengals, Rams, Bucks. But it is what it is. Yeah, hopefully the Bengals get their shit together by then and beat the Rams. But yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to it. But yeah, coming up Thursday, Niners, Giants. So we'll definitely see you guys Thursday night after that. But
until
next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma good night. Let your dog out the potty.
CTE is real. Keep these players in mind. And get your CTE rankings together.
Peace, motherfuckers.